Russell Terry, WMSP Montgomery. Kyle, your father being a former head coach and now an offensive coordinator, what has his experience as a coach taught you as far as being a quarterback at an SEC school?
You know, he's taught me a bunch of things throughout my life, and the biggest thing is the mental side of the game, how to handle success, adversity, failure, and more of the intangible aspect as opposed to, you know, the nitty-gritty of football. And, you know, he's a father first, and, you know, I love him. He's great.
Left side here, front row.
Hi, Kyle. Andrew Rast, Ford, SEC Country. You guys made a bowl last year, but it always seems like Vanderbilt's kind of searching for more attention or respect. Do you guys feel that coming into the year, that you're trying to gain the respect and rise a little bit in the SECs?
You know, I think we're worried about ourselves and just worrying about, you know, winning games. I don't think we worry too much about, you know, the outside noise. I think we just, you know, work hard. And we're going to line up and we're going to compete and we're going to go try and win every game.
Front row here, right side.
Michael Brennan from Saturday Down South. In your second half of the season, you seemed to really come on, in particular the Tennessee game. Did anything in particular click for you in moving forward into this year?
You know, I think not only myself, but as an offense, we all grew as the season went on. And I think you saw that growth throughout the year. And we saw flashes throughout the beginning of the year that we can really do some great things. It was great at the end of the year to, you know, be a little bit more consistent and put together, you know, more complete games. And I think if we can build off of that, I think that was very encouraging. We got a lot of guys returning. And I think from that perspective, if we can do that and hit the ground running from week one this year, I think we'll be, you know, pretty good.
Front row here, left side.
How big was it to you as quarterback to lead Vanderbilt to the first bowl in a long time?
You know, it was just great to be a part of the team. You know, we all work so hard there, and, you know, at the end of the day, we play for each other. And I think that was it was just great to be a part of the team, and, you know, it's an honor to be a quarterback for them. And we were all excited as a team just to, you know, get bowl eligibility. But, you know, we're trying to make the next step.
Left side, second row.
Kyle, can you talk about your relationship with Andy Ludwig and what he kind of tries to do to get you more comfortable, especially, you know, in game situations?
Yeah, me and Coach Ludwig talk a bunch during the week. You know, we've really been on the same page, and we've grown. You know, his first year was my first year at Vanderbilt, and, you know, we both learn as we go. And I think we've grown, you know, together as you know, him as my coach and then me as a player. And I think, you know, he's always, you know, tried to put me in the best position possible, help me out. And, you know, I try and play hard for him every week.
Left side, back left corner.
Kyle, talk about the Vanderbilt game last year, or the Tennessee Vandy game last year. The second half, that was a pretty impressive comeback. Did you kind of feel that you could do that to Tennessee with them down on numbers and injuries?
You know, I think the coolest thing about that game was we all had this mindset of taking it one play at a time, even though we were down and behind at that point. I think everybody took it one play at a time and kept their composure. And, you know, we just, you know, just stay in the moment. That was, you know, the biggest thing.
Right side, actually back right corner first.
More on that Tennessee game. What was it like to see Ralph get the school rushing record, and what's it been like to have him, see him grow as he has in the backfield?
Oh, he's awesome. He's a great, you know, obviously you see him as a, you know, getting that record, and we were so happy for him. You know, that was, we were so happy for Ralph. He's a great teammate, you know, great person, and we were really happy for him, for him to do that. And what people don't see is what he does behind the scenes as a teammate, as a leader, and, you know, on the field as well, trying to embrace that role of being a complete back, just not a runner. And, yeah, I mean, Ralph's awesome.
Also on the right side, front row.
Cal, you guys got most of your guys back on offense, but one place you took a hit was on the offensive line. Who are some guys that you think could step up and move into the starting roles this season?
Yeah, we have some young guys, actually. Two young guys played a bunch, Devin Cochran, Sean Awai, Jared Southers and Bailey Grenier, who had a lot of experience. And, you know, Coach Norcross is the best O-line coach in the country, and he's going to have those guys ready to play. And, you know, I have all the confidence in the world that, you know, they're going to be ready to play, and you know, I just can't wait to get back to work.
Right side, second row in the middle.
Kyle, you guys have got Bama coming in on September the 23rd. Have you thought much about that game?
You know, we always say we're just going to take it one week at a time, try and go 1-0 each week. You know, any team in the SEC, obviously Alabama's a great team. But, you know, at the end of the day, we really have to focus on MTSU. I mean, we haven't started a season with a win in quite a few years. And in order for us to have success, you know, come later in the season when we face Alabama, we really have to start off fast. So our full focus right now is on MTSU.
Also there on the second row, right side.
Being from Philadelphia, did you get caught up in the Nashville Predators and their run?
You know, I never really was a hockey fan, and, you know, I can't say I'd be a fair weather fan if I were rooting for the Predators. But, you know, when the Stanley Cup was on, I definitely was pulling hard for them, for, you know, for the city and everything. So can't really say I'm a diehard fan, but, you know, I definitely watched and was rooting for them.
Left side here, front row.
Kyle, Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Somebody talked about that Tennessee game. Did you ever have a chance to see Coach Mason's post game with Cole? And what was your reaction and the team's reaction to him?
Oh, yeah, it was great. We were just so excited for Coach Mason. You know, he's always been, you know, a servant leader to us. And he's always been, you know, so great. And, you know, he took some heat, you know, the past few years. But we had, you know, all the confidence in the world. We know he's, you know, the best coach out there for us. And we were really happy for him to get the win. We wanted to get the win for him, most importantly. So we were excited to see that.